From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the mayoral election in Tannersville this month between Democrat Lee McGonigal and Republican David Schneider is a study in contrast. Schneider is a newcomer who moved here during the pandemic. McGonigal was first elected mayor of Tannersville in 1994, served four terms, and after a brief interruption was elected again in 2007 and has been mayor ever since. McGonigal is running on his record as mayor, saying he has won millions of dollars in grants for the village. McGonigal said, and I quote, "These are the headwaters for New York City, and so there's only certain types of economic growth you can have here. My long tenure has been devoted to create an environment for growth," end quote. Schneider is from Brooklyn and is the owner of Talba, a Mediterranean restaurant on Main Street. He said, and I quote, "My family and I chose Tannersville as our forever home," end quote. Schneider has also worked with the Hunter Foundation, which owns many buildings in the village, including the one that includes Schneider's restaurant. He says that is not a conflict of interest. Schneider also does not think the New York State Attorney General's office should be investigating the two village board members who recently admitted they may be breaking the law by not living in the village. Voting in the village is from noon to 9 p.m. on March 16th. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that State Senator Michelle Hinchey introduced her bill to permanently fund free breakfast and lunch for all New York school students at a rally at the state capitol on March 1st. Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, has introduced S-1678A to require all public school districts, charter schools, and non-public schools in the state that participate in the National School Lunch Program or School Breakfast Program as provided in the National Child Nutrition Act to serve breakfast and lunch at no cost. Hinchey wants Governor Kathy Hochul to add $200 million to the state budget to fund the measure. Hinchey said, and I quote, "Healthy food is a form of health care, and it's time for New York to be a leader in addressing child hunger in our schools," end quote. New York City, Albany, Rochester, and Yonkers already offer universal free school meals. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, wants to track the rural inflation rate. Molinaro has introduced a bill with a Colorado Democrat to monitor the consumer price index rate specifically in rural communities. Currently, the federal government tracks inflation overall, not specifically for urban or rural areas. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Rural New Yorkers should never be an afterthought. My bill creates a rural inflation metric, so cost of living increases in rural communities are thoroughly accounted for and considered," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that the city of Hudson spent $35,000 for a Michigan company to recommend that the municipality hire a parking and mobility director. John Forrester, Parking and Mobility Director at FISBEC in Grand Rapids, presented the results of his survey on February 28th. Mayoral aide Michael Hoffman said, and I quote, "The key finding is hiring a new staff member who would be at a director's level. The person would be in charge of overseeing the whole elements of parking so that there's one centralized person that both city and public officials can go to when it comes to parking," end quote. Hudson residents have long complained about not enough parking on Warren Street, a situation made worse by restaurants taking over spaces for outdoor dining during the pandemic. Forrester said, and I quote, "Daytime and residential parkers don't share very well because both want access to the parking 24 hours a day. Residents want to be able to come and go as they please without worrying about a parking spot. They don't expect someone else to be in their parking spot when they return home," end quote. Forrester also recommended more backyard parking and doing away with Hudson's parking meters and replacing them with pay stations using credit cards for payments. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.